Hey everyone, if you're enjoying Let's Not Meet, then I have a show that I want to share with you. It's a new show called Crimes of Reddit with Sabrina Deanna Roga from Two Girls, One Ghost and Alexis Linkletter from The First Degree. If you love falling down into internet rabbit holes, then you need to follow Crimes of Reddit wherever you listen to podcasts. Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, Sabrina and Alexis dig through Reddit's most disturbing true crime threads. One of the hosts brings the stories and the other hears it for the first time, and then they swap. From stories of stalkers to family crimes and horrifying roommate stories, they pull at every thread until the full twisted picture comes into view. It's a dark and messy show. The scariest part is simple. These are stories posted by real people, just like on this show. Crimes of Reddit has the feeling of sending your group chat a thread at 2 a.m. that starts with, "You have to see this," except Sabrina and Alexis are in the chat with you. We have a preview clip of an episode for you now. If you love it, make sure to follow Crimes of Reddit with Sabrina Deanna Roga and Alexis Linkletter on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or subscribe on YouTube for video episodes at Crimes of Reddit Pod. We'll also put a link to the show in this episode description. Enjoy.
My mother-in-law suddenly passed away in a car accident last month. At the same time, my stalker disappeared.
Coincidence? Probably not.
Probably not.
So, oh, that's so sad.
Messed up. So my mother-in-law and I have never had a good relationship. She has tried to sabotage my relationship with my husband since the day she met me. I wasn't good enough for her handsome and successful boy.
Which is a crime on its own, of like women protecting their sons like this and being obsessive with their children.
My handsome, successful boy. Ugh, give vomit. Me a break. Anyways, so.
You can think your child is successful without being obsessed with
them. And you can think they're handsome without babying an adult man.
Yeah.
I contemplated ending my relationship several times, but my husband always showed that he is on my side and I love him.
Okay, that's good.
A few years ago, I started getting very threatening and scary emails and texts from a PAX. So PAX is the name of the texter emailer. This PAX knew everything about me. It didn't matter how many emails and phone numbers I changed. They or he always found me. I made several reports, but nothing happened. My husband tried everything to trace these emails. Nothing came out of it.
Okay, so this is going in the direction of, what's that documentary where like the mom was?
That documentary, Unknown Number.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the direction it's going in. Because I went, when you read that like subreddit or the title of the post, I thought it was me like the stalker accidentally killed the mother-in-law. But now we're like, oh okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, yeah, and to torment your own high school daughter is insanity. So deranged.
Yeah.
It's like, that is a dangerous, dangerous woman. Yeah. And we'll talk about how tangled relationships are when you even find out your parent is doing something like this, how hard it would be to accept.
Yeah.
But the husband in this situation was really helpful in trying to get to the bottom.
Which I appreciate. Great husband. Green flag there.
Totally. So no matter what, PAX always found her, and she was under the impression that PAX was a guy based on the language that was being used.
Mm-hmm.
And the original poster says, I made several reports, but nothing happened. And this past year, I basically never left the apartment alone. So saying that she got so scared of this, that she was afraid to leave the house.
To be alone, yeah.
So she says, I haven't received a single threatening text or email from PAX in a month. After a few days, I wasn't surprised. I felt like I always knew it was my mother-in-law deep down.
Mm.
My husband hasn't reacted yet. He's consumed with his grief, and I don't want to bother him, especially when he bitterly told me, you must be very pleased now, when we heard the news and I tried to comfort him. He apologized later and said he was just feeling guilty, that he loved and chose me more than he loved her.
Well, that's so complicated.
Yeah.
That's so complicated. And also, it would be one thing to find out your mom was this like PAX person while she's still alive. But to be dealing with the grief of losing your mom, regardless of how complicated your relationship is, like you could hate your parent. And if they die, people still have so much grief and that like feeling of loss.
It's primal. Yeah. I mean, they're the most foundational relationships yeah. human beings can have. Yeah. I mean, they mold who we are mm-hmm. and we feel totally intertwined with them. So it yeah. makes total sense. Like it's impossible to let go.
Oh, that's so sad.
So she continues.
Okay.
Now I'm waiting for my husband to connect the dots. Will he get it? If he does, will he talk to me about it? I don't know if I will ever bring it up to him. Also, I won't relax and go back to my normal life just yet, but I know in my heart that it's over and I can't be happier about my life.
Well, and she's entitled to feel that relief because she was being tormented by this woman. Also, I'm curious if, and maybe this will be in updates, but when like you lose someone and you like start to go through their things, do they find anything that proves?
I've actually heard a lot of stories like that.
Yeah.
Where, you know, one story I heard was this woman was dealing with like constant people stealing her identity constantly. And like basically her financial life was in ruins. And when her mom died, she found all the documents that it was her mom. And then it's like you can't do anything with the anger
because
they're gone.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Ugh.
So do you think you'd tell the husband or do you think you'd wait?
I would wait. Because I would empathize so much with their processing the grief. And then like I would be able to like sit with my relief of it being over. But I wouldn't want to throw that on them.
Right.
What about you?
I think I would have started accusing the mother-in-law the second I suspected it. Unfortunately, I don't have that kind of like...
Yeah.
I can't be calculating like that.
Yeah.
So my husband at the time of her death would have already known that I thought it was her.
I do agree with that. But yeah. I think if you didn't put it together until after, I wouldn't...
Yes. Choose then.
Yeah, I wouldn't
to bring
then.
It up for the first time.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this preview of Crimes of Reddit with Sabrina Deanna Roga and Alexis Linkletter. Follow Crimes of Reddit on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or subscribe on YouTube at Crimes of Reddit Pod for video episodes.